in at first base because you know he's
kind of like a super sub at this right. point, but he is valuable and he can hit and he is left-handed. It's just a you know he does have options. He can go down in the minor leagues. 410-467-WBAL. Chuck is in Reisterstown. Chuck, you're on Sportsline.
Hey Brett, welcome back.
Now thank
that
you.
You know, back from all your luau's and Mai Tais and eating poi.
He looks like he's had some Mai Tais, too.
I did have a few Mai Tais. I can tell you the best place to go for Mai Tais.
Well, Kudre Ishmael and Gilbert are gunning for your job, number one. I can tell that. But I think the O's showed a lot of promise in that last week of the season, the first half. Battled back from some tough deficits, and they were really hitting the ball well again. Hopefully the rotation will strengthen down the stretch. But I really do believe a couple of things you guys are talking about, second base. I'd also like to see them play Reimold a little bit less just because he really brings nothing to the table right now for the O's. But the question I wanted to pose to you guys is, I'm not sure, Brett, whether you followed this or not, but the Mets benched Harvey for his last scheduled start just so he could start in the All-Star game. And I know that they're out of it, and I know that it was at home. But to me, I could never see a coach like Buck Showalter doing something like that. I just wanted to hear what you thought about it.
Interesting, Chuck. Thank you for the phone call. I actually wasn't following that. I did not know about that. That is strange, but I think big picture, if you're an organization like that in trouble and you have this young stud, and you're probably going to limit his innings anyway.
That's something that comes from the top. That's an ownership likely that says, hey, you know what? We have the All-Star game. We have this young phenom who I would like to see start that. And so, you know what? Here's how we're going to do it. And that's, I'm sure, as a manager, no, you don't want to do that. You don't care about, you know, even if you're, you know, 20 games out, you want to go try and be there and every night do the best you can to win. So I'm sure that did not come, you know, from a management position. I don't know this, but it's got to be an ownership issue. Mm.
Yeah, I've got to echo that. Is, you know, it's, from the manager perspective, you never want that. I mean, even in the NL East, I don't know offhand how many games back the Mets are. I guess are 11 games back, but you know that's a division that's still up for grabs for a lot of. I mean, you still got, you know, half to play. You've still got you know, the Phillies came from out of nowhere. The Braves start off really hot in that division and have kind of cooled down. The Nats are even though they've underachieved, they're still in the mix there. So you look at that, and you know, you always. I know that, you know, the All-Star game is such a big showcase, and you know, David Wright did a really good job of kind of being the quote unquote ambassador, you know, over the course of the week. But to answer your question, I do not definitely see Buck Showalter ever doing anything like that, because he is he treats every game as being important as it comes along the schedule. So couldn't see that happening here.
410-467-WBAL. We're talking Orioles baseball with Ed Encina and Pete Gilbert here on Sportsline.